Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And we have time to get into his word. So make sure that we're in God's word every chance that we get. The next thing is Jesus Christ then goes on to tell them what will be the signs of his coming and the end of the world. Let's look at verse 6. Verse 6 says this. We're going to break verse 6 and 7 down really good here, because verse 6 says this: "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." How many times have we heard the news say, "Hey, there's a war here, there's a war there"? And we can all remember the wars that we had in the past. World War I, World War II, and also this impending war, World War III, everybody is anticipating. We heard of the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. Wars have always been with us. But what God tells us that in the last days that these will intensify and that they're going to be in diverse places. And that's what we'll take a look at the end. So wars and rumors of war. I know that when I was growing up, Tawnya could probably remember or attest to this, is that it was a nuclear war. They had us pretty much scared and shaking in our boots that the bombs were going to drop and nuclear was going to be all over the place. So I used to be worried as a kid, I'm not going to lie, but thank God his word gave us peace that he was in control of all things. The next thing it says here is that nation shall rise against nation. You know, I think about Israel, Iran, Iraq. All these nations are going against each other. But let's make it home here. Let's think about this. Nation against nation. Think about America. We have Democrat against Republican. And I'm telling you that they are turning this country to pieces because of the division. Nation against nation. And then it says kingdom against kingdom. I think about North Korea and South Korea. They're right there bordering each other and can't get along. But nation will be rising against nation during this last day, because everybody is trying to seek an answer and nobody has the answer, because Jesus Christ is the only answer. The next thing he said, there are going to be famines. What are famines? Famines is scarcity of food. Always think about Africa, Somalia, all these places that are just in need of food. But the Bible tells us that it's going to be like this during the last times. And then here we go. The next thing he says, I think this is interesting that he puts this here. He said the next thing will be pestilence. Now, what is pestilence? Pestilence is defined as a plague or a disease. I think we have two of these right now current in our time. This coronavirus right now that is all over the world and hit every continent except Antarctica. It is infecting everybody. That is what the Bible calls a disease. And it's in all places. This particular disease has the entire world on alert and on lockdown in their homes. This is unprecedented. We've never seen this before. We can remember during the Passover when the death angel was going through Egypt, and when it came across the blood of the lamb on the lintel post, it passed over. But that was just in a certain area. God had told his people to go to the home and put lamb.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.